You're listening to the best of Lex and Terry.
It's hard for me to talk about this. You guys know that I don't like to be Mr. Kiss and Tell when it comes to like Sherry and I in bed. Just do the math the way I look at it, people. If you've been married 27 years, obviously things have to be going okay. You know?
I would say so.
So I stumbled across this maybe a couple weeks ago. And I'm thinking right now, it just started off as a joke. And I'm starting to think now this, I might be onto something here. And this is a great sex tip for all you guys that have a woman in their life, in your life, that really wants to make you happy. And you know, it truly is that one of those type of people. You could use that to your advantage, I've learned. We're in bed. And I hate to do this. I hate to give up, you know, like I said, kiss and tells things. We're in bed. Something's going on. Things are happening. And I start to get a cramp in my leg. But Sherry doesn't know that I have a cramp in my leg. She knows that I'm just distracted by something. And so she says, out of nowhere, everything okay? What's wrong? And in my mind, I could have just easily told her. But she seemed so concerned, I figured, oh, I got one on the line here, you know? So I said, just not doing it for me.
Wow.
And thinking it was a joke, then I saw her turn it up to warp speed. Now, every time since then we've had relations.
Adult relations.
She says things at the start like, you first. My God, it's awesome. Because she's afraid that I'm not going to be into it.
Wow.
When I had a cramp. I have not told her I had a cramp. I might have to tell her on the podcast today.
So basically just lie.
Yeah, I lied my ass off. I thought it was but it was joking at first, like, oh, you're just not doing it for me. I expected a laugh.
Yeah.
You know, because she knows, obviously. I mean, there's never, ever been anything like this.
You didn't know she was having a bad day.
And then she's asked further questions, like, what is it that I'm doing? You know, you're just kind of making a noise you normally don't make. I don't know. I don't think you're really into it.
It's disingenuous.
You know, I just kept turning that thing on, you know, like, hey, it's just, you know, just... You're making noises where noises shouldn't be, you know, things. She's like, whoa, she got a little defensive at first. And then when she got defensive, they're like, oh, I got her. So I just kept going with it. And I'm still going with it. She has no idea that I had a cramp.
Like, it's sad, but also, I mean, hey, it worked for you, I guess.
It worked, totally worked.
Hey, it's like
and
this.
Now, like I said, every time it's been you first, I'm like...
It's like those treasure movies where they push somebody on a skull face and the thing opens.
Because she's afraid I'm not going to stay into her for very long anymore.
That's so sad. That's so sad.
For me and my wife, it's just been louder.
Really? Good, good.
Yeah. Nobody in the house. It's just us. We kind of talked about it on Slick and Slow because she used to be a type of person, bite the bottom lip. I say, no, you sound like Serena now. Come on, let's get it.
See, yeah. Now, Sherry puts little noises like that where nothing's happening. And that's true.
Like you scratching your
knee.
Yeah,
it's like, listen, I did not just do that to you. I know I didn't. It was not my best effort.
You scratching your knee.
And you're acting like I just knocked. Yeah, you're acting like I just knocked you out in the first round.
Well, I told my wife, I say, if you want, you know, adult relations to be very short, just make some noises.
Yes.
Noises are the bomb with me. Oh, noise, my God.
I like words more than noises.
Yeah, words
I
are
like,
good.
I like nasty talk more than,
I like the questions that start with, do you wanna?
I don't really like questions.
Yeah, I like
No, them. You don't like those?
No, because it makes me feel weird.
No, I like it. As long as they're just saying nasty things, for sure.
I play along, but I like to ask questions. I like to narrate.
Yeah.
I don't really like it narrated back to me.
I like demands more, like, hey, give me that butt.
Yeah, that's fun, too.
And I'm like, okay.
Nice, Sarah.
That's great.
That was really good.
But I begged him.
Hi.
Hi.
guy.
I begged him last night because our thing is like we always finish at the same time.
Really? That's bull crap.
I swear to God.
Well, it's
and
because
I never
of
knew
him.
That was, yeah, he it's waits him. On me, and as soon as I'm done.
We need to have a talk with him.
And then that's the thing is, like, sometimes, like, when I'm finishing, he gets too excited, so I don't get the full finish. And last night it was happening, and it was amazing. And so I begged him, I was like, please don't stop, please. And it worked somehow. I feel like that would make it worse, but he held out, man. And as soon as I was done, about 10 seconds later, boom.
That's awesome that you guys are connected like that.
Hey, yes, usually because he's done as soon as I'm
Just give
happening.
Me 8 more seconds. That's all I ask. Give me a bull ride.
I mean, just timing it would be the hard thing to me. That would add extra stress to me.
No, I like timing it.
Yeah, I mean, if I could, that'd be great. I mean, I can imagine that's just a great feeling. I've only had that feeling maybe a couple times in my life.
Yeah,
where
me
I
too.
Could able to time it right.
What I hate is to walk to the bathroom because I don't be wanting her to see every now and then my legs be a little weak.
Really?
I don't be wanting her to know she done did that to me.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
I'll be walking
let
to
let him give him a payoff.
No, I'd be walking to the bathroom and then I take a step and it'd be like, whoo, whoo. She'd be like, what's wrong with you?
It's not like she's betting on you in the next fight.
Well,
it's
no,
right.
not, it's just, you know, hey, I trust me, you good. You spectacular.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just don't want to, you know.
God,
every now and then I give her that ego thump.
Yeah, but I think, just like you talked about here, stumbled across, just leave a sliver of, you're really not doing it for me right now out there.
Because the other day I gave her a little bitch holler. And
what's
she,
that?
She laughed when adult relations was wrapping up and my part was wrapping up. I was like, Lord.
And, just, and that she is say, a bitch holler.
And she said, why you hollering like a little bitch? And I just kind of got up and went to the restroom.
Sloughed off to the restroom with your weak legs.
Yeah. You know, because I'm enjoying an empty house. I don't care if Precious is. Precious probably be downstairs. Oh, yeah, I'm there with that old nasty
with her paws
human.
Over her ears.
Yeah. They got that human stuff going on again. God damn it.
Human stuff.
Yeah. They being nasty humans again.
Looks like I got something to
Precious,
no,
get out of
Gary.
There.
I got it. God darn you.
That's what dogs are for.
No, they not.
Oh, I thought they were.
Hell
they
no.
Wrote a song about
you
it.
Know what? You should have been had one.
Precious and
Terry, Alex.
What?
Stop.
Okay.
Thank you.
Share.
You got scolded.
Both of them did.
We're in timeout.
Yes. Lex and Terry are in timeout.
I want to come.
Sarah!
What?
Where you want to go to?
It's a timeout.
Okay, you want to go there.
What?
Go ahead on. Go. I talked to Cole by myself.
This is the best of Lex and Terry.